USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steyerwald is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheet Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros, that translates to about $97 billion, in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th, when it invaded Ukraine. The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy is just one of the, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Over the weekend, the World Health Organization recommended in its strongest terms yet that a deeper probe is needed into whether a lab accident may be to blame for the pandemic. China immediately attacked the theory. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers predicted Sunday the United States will be in a recession within the next 2 years. The Treasury Secretary under President Clinton said the risk is that it will be sooner rather than later. Secretary Summers on Bloomberg.
It's pretty clear that peak inflation theory, like transitory inflation theory, is kind of wrong. And it's wrong. You see it in the overall numbers, and you also see it in the pervasiveness of the components. Almost everything is up significantly, and my guess is that there's some major components that are actually going to accelerate in the months ahead. I think the shelter component is going to be rising at 8% a year by the end of this year. If you look at all the private sector indices like Zillow, they're going up much faster than that.
Country music star Toby Keith announced Sunday that he's been undergoing treatment for stomach cancer since late 2021. Toby said on Twitter that he underwent surgery and received chemotherapy and radiation in the past 6 months. Quote, so far, so good. End quote. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.